Where's Kevin?
Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Kevin Frazier's Entertainment Report is brought to you by Crest Pro Health Clinical Plaque Control Toothpaste. It not only reduces plaque, it also it's clinically proven to help keep plaque from coming back, helping you keep the dental office clean for longer. From the Insider and our Los Angeles studios, Kevin Frazier, good morning.
Tom, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
Hey, you know, just want to start with Rodney King and the mystery still surrounding his death. The autopsy was actually completed, Rodney, and it'll still be 6 to 8 weeks before toxicology reports come back and we can figure out what really happened to Rodney. You know the reports that a man was heard sobbing from around 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., allegedly by one of his neighbors, and then a splash, and then the commotion with his fiance, and people are still trying to figure things out. His brother came out and said, ignore the rumors and innuendo, just celebrate Rodney, and really kind of let it go. But it is interesting because Rodney had so much to look forward to. He had his book tour that was coming up. You know, he was moving forward. And so it's interesting that, you know, people now are trying to say, oh, well, maybe he took his life or there was something that happened to him catastrophically, medically, that made that happen. But you just keep going back to, why was this man so disturbed? Why was he crying? Why was he sobbing? And the police, while they say his fiance isn't being charged in this, or they don't see her as a person of interest, they just see her as a witness right now. And then they will continue to talk to her as a witness. But the interesting thing is the neighbor on the other side of Rodney said, you know, she would hear Rodney at night swim. He liked to swim in the dark. He would go out there late a lot at night and just, he would be in the pool. She said she heard nothing. And she said she would have heard something because at 3:30 she was out feeding her cats. So now it casts a lot of suspicion on what was going on and what happened to Rodney King. It's a sad ending for a man who really was.
Who feeds their cat at 3:30 in the morning?
A lot of people. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know anybody that's up walking around at 3:30 in the morning listening. But in 6 to 8 weeks, we'll get toxicology back, and maybe we can find out if something, like I said, medically happened to him while he was in the pool that caused him to pass away. But there are still questions, lots of questions about Rodney King. You know, one of the things that Rodney said was that he felt that there would be no Obama without him. If he hadn't come along, if he hadn't been beaten and what happened to him, there would be no Obama. Well, let's move on to the Obamas. And Mrs. Obama, had a chance to visit with her last week. And I just got to tell you something. Being around the First Lady and her energy is amazing. And it's something special. And when you see her, and look, I got to admit, when she walks in, you know, after all the Secret Service and everything, you still have to do a double take because you want to remember, doggone it, this is the First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're so happy and you're so giddy. She has a new book out called American Grown, and it talks about the garden that she grew in the White House, on the White House lawn, and also how she's really pushing all of us to eat healthier, and we could all have a sustainable garden in our backyard. One of the things, though, she added to her garden was a beehive, and the beehive is actually near Barack's basketball court. So that took a little negotiation, because you can only imagine when your wife comes up and says, I'm going to build a beehive by your basketball court, what any man would turn and say, listen to Mrs. Obama.
It was a discussion, let's just say, you know, for all around, you know, how many people have beehives, you know? So when I brought it up, my husband was a little unsure about it, but once he saw the proximity and had a better understanding of how honeybees work and the fact that they really stick to the hive, he was okay with it.
See,
you understand how that discussion went.
Simple. Yeah, I do now.
The man has a basketball court, and the only place she can put it is next.
There's no place else in the White House.
No place in the.
Well, because it's probably close to the her garden.
Then
put it in Biden's office. Well, I mean, come on.
Okay.
You know, you come
as if the man ain't got enough problems. He can't play basketball without worrying about bees.
These
I just
want to
shoot some jumpers. That's all, honey. I just want
to shoot some jumpers. Okay, Sybil. All right.
That's some Southside stuff there, Sybil. You from the Southside.
You check it out. American Grown by Michelle Obama. It's a great book. Even if she has beehives by Barack's basketball court.
Yes,
Sybil. You recognize it, don't you?
Man. He lost the battle on that one, Sybil. Man.
You from the south side of Chicago?
Yeah.
She's from the south side of Chicago.
And
I see the work.
So there we go.